Rwanda, which has a GDP of roughly $9 billion, has adopted an $11 billion plan to reduce emissions and adapt to climate change, which includes a push for buses, cars, and motorcycles to go electric. We cannot afford to have the same mode of recovery, the same mode of doing business, the same mode of economic activity, says Juliette Kabera, Director General of the Rwanda Environment Management Authority. International institutions are playing a critical role nudging these countries. The IMF, which has said it stands ready to use its $1 trillion lending capacity to stave off the effects of the coronavirus pandemic, has made climate resilience a key criterion for its lending. This has already paid dividends. Some 50 nations, including dozens of developing countries, committed in late June to address climate change in their coronavirus recovery plans. It's a great catalyst to think about building a new world, says Costa Rican President Carlos Alvarado Quesada. Whatever we decide as a country or as a global community in the next 6 or 10 or 12 months is going to determine what happens on the Earth for the next decade. Nowhere will such an approach have as large an impact as in the EU. When compared with countries, the bloc is the world's second largest economy and third largest emitter. Its pandemic recovery will help achieve the proposed target of halving its emissions in 10 years by spending $100 billion annually to make homes energy efficient, $28 billion to build renewable energy capacity, and up to $67 billion for zero-emission trains. The European investment in going green will hurt coal mining jobs in places like Poland and the Czech Republic, but the European Recovery Program will pay billions to retrain the workers and transition them to other industries. The measure awaits approval by the member countries, and the details are subject to negotiation. But observers do not expect the direction of the policy to change. Other major players in the global economy, most notably the U.S. and China, have not made as clear commitments to a green-tinged recovery.